Any effective actor or public speaker learns how to infuse language with emotion. The same words, spoken with different emotional tones, have a very different effect on the listener. In learning to recite poetry, you need to choose the emotion or emotions you want to convey. Listen to these three different versions of a few famous lines from William Shakespeare's Hamlet. First, you'll hear actor James Earl Jones, then Michael York, and finally, Mel Gibson.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them.
Notice how different the same words sounded in each version. Actors do the same thing as singers. They color their words with emotion. Sometimes you'll want to color a single line, sometimes the entire poem.